Members of Alaska Youth for Environmental Action want the legislature to support renewable energy projects in the state. This week, they hope to present a petition that will get that message across. KCAW's Bonnie Sue Hitchcock reports.
Mount Edgecombe's chapter of Alaska Youth for Environmental Action, or AYA, is one of the most active in the state.
We want to get 6,000 signatures from at least 20 different communities.
Mount Edgecombe senior Stephanie Thompson is the statewide campaign leader for AYA.
And this campaign will, you know, have for the rest of the year. And just for the next, you know, week and a half, we'll be collecting as many as we can, as fast as we can, so we can present them to the state legislature before they vote on everything in the budget.
Thompson says that 20 or so AYA teens from across the state who are working on this campaign have a strong message for the Alaska legislature.
The legislature's not sure if they want to stay true to their appropriations for funding renewable energy, but we want to show that it's a good move to fund it because, you know, fossil fuels and the prices aren't reliable. If they're too cheap, the state doesn't make as much money. But if they're too high, the costs are just detrimental to some of the most rural communities.
Megan McBride, program coordinator for AYA, says the teens decided to focus on this particular mission when they met for a statewide retreat in January.
Because they thought it was important to youth and to the future of our state, and was an issue that they're passionate about, and an issue that affects communities all across Alaska, whether they're larger urban communities or even more remote villages.
Alaska Youth for Environmental Action is a program of the National Wildlife Federation. This is its 11th year, and McBride says it started with a handful of kids and has grown to more than 100 teens taking part in AYA trainings and seminars around the state.
It started out with just six teenagers from Anchorage and Kodiak that were at a National Wildlife Federation conference and said, hey, we want something that's just for teens rather than just supporting work that other adult organizations are doing. We want our own program.
Until as recently as this year, McBride says AYA didn't have a chapter in any of the villages, so Mount Edgecombe's chapter brought kids together from all over rural Alaska to focus on environmental issues.
Is what AYA in general is all about. All of our training events are statewide training events where we're bringing together teams from different communities and different backgrounds to discuss what are the issues that they care about and to learn from each other about what's going on.
McBride says Alaska's teens are passionate about the environment and they're really getting their message across through these campaigns. Stephanie Thompson says, in her opinion, it only makes sense.
And with the vast resources of Alaska, it has some of the greatest potential for renewable energy in the world.
A link to the online petition that AYA plans to submit to the legislature this week can be found by going to the AYA website, aya.org. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.